Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Straight up 8 o'clock on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Carmen.
Yes.
Don't be upset.
Already upset.
The lovely people from Walk-Ons are here. They brought us food this morning. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
I know this is going to be a very busy time. I went to the Walk-Ons 2 weeks ago, the one in Midtown. And it's always great. And Gio and I freaking the one up here in Wesley Chapel. But I know it's going to be insane there because we got college basketball. Absolutely. The madness has begun.
It has begun.
Get right up on the microphone, Pumpkin, so I can hear you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to tell you what I have and make sure I'm right. We got, of course, over 80 TVs to catch all the games. 44 beers on tap, including my friends at Bud Light, Mick Ultra, Bud and Bud Light. Specials all day, every day. And you guys are giving away prizes on select dates, including big screen TVs. You can get all the information at theboatonline.com. What did you bring by today?
Well, we brought our new sampler chicken wings. Oh. Out that. We've got our Raging Redfish, which is fantastic with the crawfish cream sauce on it. Boudin balls, sliders, you know, not the typical bar food.
No, no, it's interesting because it's the Boudin balls or something that, you know, and then there's that, you have the fried alligator, which is really good. Yeah, there's a lot of great things on there. It's not bar food. It's really good food inside a fantastic sports bar. I don't know if I told you this last time. I don't want to bore you with the same story, but one of my favorite moments ever with my daughter, we used to go to Walk-Ons of Wesley Chapel, and then there's a Mexican place down the block. So one day she wanted to go to the Mexican place, and I go, no, let's go to Walk-Ons, you know? And she's like, I don't like their chicken, your chicken strip. She's like, I don't like it. It's not going to go, of course, it's the same everywhere, you know? So then she actually cried. She was little. Then we went in there. And we sat down and we ordered the chicken and she just devouring it. And I looked at her and I go, I thought you didn't like the chicken. And with her mean, sad face, she looked at me and she goes, they must have changed the recipe.
That's not a blame right
there. Well, I tell you, I enjoy the food and it's a great place to hang out. And I'm not going to lie, it sounds creepy coming from an old man, but smoking hot girls at work there. It's fantastic. Well, thank you for coming by and we will see you guys out there during the March Madness and all the basketball. Go by, stop on Walk-Ons in Wesley Chapel or in Midtown. Side note, secret time, more locations coming?
We hope so. We're actively looking.
Good. Thank you for coming by and getting up early. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, Carmen.
Yes.
Guess who else is here?
Oh.
The gorilla himself, Mike Olivero.
Oh, nice.
And you know what? Thank you, guys. And you know what he suggested?
What?
That he bring food over there for you.
Oh, that would be very
all
sweet.
All right. Yeah. See?
But also,
Mike Calta, so Mike Olivero said, you want me to bring a plate back for Carmen? And Mike said, who?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I heard him say, you want me to make a plate for somebody? I'm like, who would you make a plate for? Who? I thought he was like saying for my wife or something. I don't know what he was talking about.
Listen,
but yeah.
I'll take some chicken wings.
No, you get the red snapper.
Oh, wait. What? I can't warm that up in the microwave.
No.
That's office etiquette 101. No fish in the microwave. But I could do some chicken wings. So
all right, we'll get you some.
Thank you. I'm eating my yogurt and peach bowl right now.
It's not cutting it.
Delicious.
Yogurt and peach bowl?
It's yogurt. It's Greek yogurt with some peaches and then some granola.
Normally would be delicious.
Yeah.
But now when you know you got chicken wings from Walk-Ons in the background, you're like, I'd rather have
exactly. Yeah. So I'm just like taking a bite and I'm like, this isn't chicken wings.
Carmen, you can do what they do on the videos where you just have the chicken wing under your nose, smell it real deep,
yep,
and then eat a bunch of the peaches and yogurt. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, you know, we went to Smoking Aces yesterday, Carmen.
Oh, nice.
Did you?
Yeah, before we went to Stingray. We went over to Smoking Aces, and it was fantastic.
You got the wings?
No, I got the brisket. Well, let me tell you, I got the brisket, and it was great. I love it. You know, I like to judge other people's briskets because I try to make them every once in a while, and it was fantastic.
Because yours almost killed Gio.
Yes, yes. Gio would be very safe with this brisket. So, but I had an interesting moment, I say. The waitress came over, young, cute girl, and she came over and got her drink order or whatever. And then another guy came over and he goes, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. The waitress is totally starstruck that you're here. She's a huge fan. And I was
really?
Nice. A nice, young, cute girl, starstruck, huge fan. I was like, that's nice. That's flattering. And I mean, maybe I'll do a little flirting now, you know? And she came back over to the table and she was like, do you think we could take a picture before we're done? I was like, absolutely. And she said, because my mom is a huge fan. You son of a gun.
Yep.
She said, her exact words were, my mom listens every morning and she used to make us listen on the way to school. Yeah. She said, so I recognized your voice when you started talking.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
I'm not a fan, but my mom is. Yeah.
Honestly, she was as sweet as can be and the place was great. We had a good time yesterday.
The worst is, like, when I'm out at events and dads come and bring their kids and then they force their kids to take a picture. Yeah. Wow. Like, get in there. We listen to her every morning, and they're like, who is this?
That's the girl from the radio.
Yeah.
They crop the kids out of the picture later. And just if they don't want to get in the picture, it'd be all creepy.
But the kids just look at me like, who is this crazy lady? Why is my dad so excited?
Nothing's worse than the wife who doesn't want to be in the picture.
Yeah.
And the husband's like, you want to get one? And they go, no.
I don't really listen. I don't know who you guys are.
Yeah. Just take one. Like the husband's like, I'm going to get in a picture. I'm going to get a picture. And then tells his wife, you want one? And she goes, no.
Yeah.
And go, okay.
I'm going to pass on that. So we have good food here, but I have a list of different stuff that I think kind of splits people down the middle, whether it's nasty or it's delicious. We'll go around the room, see who likes what. The first one I think is going to be split right down the middle. Black licorice.
Love it.
Gross. Mike likes it. Joe?
No, I do not like it.
I do not like it. My wife loves it.
I love it.
Gio?
No way.
Carmen?
Gross.
Yeah. 59% say it's gross.
So does this go for black licorice? What about like ouzo or something?
Anisette.
Like something that
Sambuca.
has that taste. How are you guys with that?
Sambuca, I used to drink back in the day if it was really chilled and we would do shots of it and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, if I want to drink something else, certainly.
Chad accidentally got, Anisette? That's how you pronounce it? He got toothpaste that is Anisette. And I was like, freshman, because I was like, I might have to go get another toothpaste because this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Dude.
Gross. So every morning, just in your...
I had to turn Joe Russell on to the W sauce.
Yeah.
Because he was on stage and he was talking about A1 steak sauce. Somebody said, he said, what's your favorite food? The guy said, steak. He said, you use the A1? And he goes, I love the A1. Have you ever had ketchup and you wanted to mix it with Jägermeister? A1.
What about blue cheese?
Oh, love it.
Love it. Yeah. Love it as a cheese. Love it as a dressing. I love it.
Yep, same. Love it.
Hate it.
Really?
You? Blue cheese, to me, is they left ranch out in the sun.
True. I have to tell you, I like blue cheese crumbles. I hate blue cheese dressing.
Interesting.
Mm. I like the cheese, but I don't like the dressing.
How about this? I don't know. I don't want to jump the gun on your thing here, but what was it? Goat cheese.
Oh, feta?
Goat cheese?
Oh. No, goat.
No, just feta good.
Goat
cheese good.
I love
goat cheese has a very distinct taste.
Yeah. I thought feta was goat cheese.
No. Well, it may be made from goat milk, but this is particular goat cheese.
Goat is more creamy.
Yeah.
And feta is
so
salty.
I used to work at a pizza place, and we had like over 40 toppings, and goat cheese was one of them. Goat cheese on a pizza is really good.
Yeah. Goat cheese is good.
Really good. Because you eat it. Every time I've ever had goat cheese, I've done the same thing. What is that?
Yeah.
That tastes good. Yeah. Oh, it's goat cheese. That's what it is. Yeah. Next one, olives.
Yes.
Love olives.
Love them. Love them. I love them.
Loved everything so far.
You know who has the best olive bar?
Olive bar? I didn't even know there was an olive bar.
Olive Garden.
No, Fresh Market. They have like different stuffed ones, like garlic stuff. They have feta stuffed.
Ooh.
They literally just have a olive bar.
Do they have bubalas?
No, you're not getting me.
When I first moved down here, Mike and I went out to what was the place?
I don't remember where it was.
It was International, the Bar Louie.
Maybe.
I think that's where it was.
Yeah.
We were there, and Mike was ordering a martini with the blue cheese stuffed olive. Mm. And I said, I bartended for a long time. I go, those are actually called bubalos. And he goes, yeah. And I go, yeah. And then I just started laughing. I go, I can't even let you do it.
I almost went back. I'm too boobalous. Yeah.
Yeah. What? What are you talking about? What about beets? Not a fan.
No.
Yeah, I like beets.
Yeah?
Do you
yeah.
like them like raw, like in your salad?
Or like, yeah, like a Greek salad?
Beets on a salad, yeah, I would like that.
Or like pickled beets?
Yeah, like on a Greek salad,
I'm
probably.
I'm out.
Raisins.
Love them.
Love them.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're all right. I don't go out of my way to get raisins.
Same.
Yeah. But listen, when they're a nice little surprise when you get like a chicken salad and they put some raisin and you're like, ooh, what's that little sweet surprise?
Yeah, but when's the last time you opened up a box of raisins?
I will tell you, like a trail mix with some raisins in there.
Right, but when's the last time you're like, I'm just going to eat raisins?
Straight raisins, yeah, it's been a long time.
But I was six.
Next one, mushrooms.
Love everything mushrooms. About
love them.
Hate mushrooms.
I can't get enough mushrooms. I love mushrooms. I eat so many mushrooms that sometimes when I'm out on the trail, I see mushrooms and I go, ooh, I should probably eat
that.
Yeah, I do like mushrooms a lot.
Mushrooms are delicious. What about tofu?
Never had it. Sounds gross.
It is not gross. It's very plain and it's nothing and it has a weird texture, but I don't hate it, but I'm never asking for it.
Yeah, I'm not a super fan of tofu, but I have eaten tofu, and it's got to be, like, packed really well.
Yeah.
Like, if it's kind of soft and chewy, it's not as good. I will tell you that Chipotle has a sofrita, I think it is, and it's tofu that they shred and put in with the stuff. I don't even know whether you'd be able to tell that it's not meat.
How about this? My favorite word to say, tofurkey.
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 Mm. Yeah.
Joe, you like the tofu?
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat it if it comes in like a, when you order soup from the Chinese place.
Yeah.
You know, they put the tiny cubes in there. Right. I'll do that.
How do you not think toes when you hate tofu?
Tofu.
That's all I think. I've never tried it.
Even close.
Tofu is kung fu that you only do with the toes.
Yeah, like toes.
It has a texture as if somebody dropped, I was going to say creme brulee, but not like a flan.
Yeah.
Like a cube of flan.
It looks like a little block of cheese, kind of. I don't know.
But it's very soft. It's weird. No.
Your next one on the list, these are things that people either love or hate, how many like them or not. Sushi.
Love it.
I love sashimi now more than sushi.
Only 18% say it's gross. No. You know, I mean, I think it's come such a long way, you know.
Oh, I will say that when I first started eating sushi, I would only eat cooked sushi, like the fried shrimp, like the Mexican rolls and stuff that they do where everything's cooked.
Right.
And it took me like a year and a half before I would try like anything raw.
See, I went the other way. I started out with sashimi and then worked my way up to sushi, so now I'll eat anything.
Yeah. Right.
You could wrap a sneaker in and rice paper.
I just do not like seafood.
No, you do not.
Yeah. What happened to you?
What about marzipan?
Love. My wife hates it. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's unnecessary.
It's a sweet, like,
almond.
Yeah, almond.
Yeah, no.
Thing, whatever. They make a lot of little edible things out of it.
So they, Leslie Bakery has a whole marzipan selection of different fruits. So you'd buy a marzipan that looks like a banana, but it's marzipan when you eat it. I love it.
And it'll have like a fake banana flavor to it. Or
they
whatever,
use it something. On like for cake decorating a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Peas.
Oh, yeah. I like
oh,
peas.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I ate a whole bowl the other day.
I am not a fan of peas.
I like when you mix it with your mashed potatoes and you get that little pop.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat a bowl of peas, though, but I'm just saying, like, I like when you mix it with stuff and it gives you that little pop.
Yeah.
What about pickles?
Love it.
Love.
Even though I had my own pickle company for a while.
Never happened.
And I was eating pickles left and right, I'm still a big fan of pickles.
Mr. Pickles.
Not Mr. Pickles.
On a delay, Josh, our singer, said that blue cheese tastes like Hitler's throw up.
What?
All right.
That's great definition.
That's great. Yeah, I think so too. Pickles, I love pickles.
Yeah, any
all
way you
kind
do
of
it.
Pickles. Yep. All kind of pickles, yeah, Gherkins. For sure. Really good, man.
I've been ordering fried pickles everywhere I go now.
And you know what the funny thing is too, is a lot of times I'll go and I'll just pick up a different brand of pickles, you know what I mean? Like I had those Italian ones that had the little branches in it that were delicious.
Yeah.
I've had all kind of different ones.
We made those.
I do not like the pickles with the alcohol though, where they'll have like some.
Oh,
sort of,
I have those in my refrigerator.
Yeah,
there's too much.
Not a fan.
Joe, do you want mine?
All right,
my alcohol pickles.
Yes, I do.
What about broccoli?
Yes, I love broccoli.
I love broccoli if it's doused in butter and salt.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, right.
It's a better delivery system.
Just broccoli's
steam
good.
It. It's fine. Put cheese on it. Good. Dip it in ranch. Good.
Broccoli's good.
Broccoli's but you just eat broccoli straight.
No, broccoli's straight.
Tree ranch.
Fine. It's good.
My wife got a pizza the other day with broccoli on it.
Oh, that I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Nice.
I wouldn't mind
that. The best broccoli? The Chinese steamed broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
So good. I don't know what they do to it, but it's
put, like, peanuts in there or something.
Something. I don't know.
A little baby corn, those little chestnuts, hey, those little
more chicken broccoli. Yeah, nice.
Thank God we have food. I'm starving.
What about carrots?
Love carrots, raw or cooked.
Good?
Yes.
I hate carrots so much.
Why?
They're just disgusting to me. I will cook and I'll make people carrots. I do a nice little glaze on the carrot, right, thing, whatever. I do not like carrots all, man. Mm. Yeah, I love so many different vegetables. I love celery. I love onions. I love mushrooms. All that
carrots
stuff.
Carrots got the perfect crunch.
Oh.
I would say the weird one that Galvin doesn't like, I don't want to step on your thing, but peppers. Like, you don't like bell peppers? That is so weird to me.
I don't like green peppers.
Yeah, that's so weird. I love them.
Yeah, you know what, though? I don't like green peppers in my food either, but I'll eat a green pepper. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind. I'll pick one right out of the garden and eat it, but I don't like them when it's mixed in with my other food.
My mom would make stuffed peppers, and I would eat all the stuff out of the pepper. Don't want the pepper.
My son does that.
Yeah.
He literally dumps it out and scrapes everything out of the system.
Not a fan at all, only 5% of people say carrots are gross. I am 4% of that 5%. I really, really hate carrots. So much to the point where I will describe people as smelling like carrots. Like, if they're disgusting to me, I'm like, yeah, they probably smell like carrots.
If I never had a carrot ever again, I'd be okay with
totally
that.
Totally fine.
Yeah, I
totally
wouldn't fine. Be missing them.
Yeah, and also, if you're putting, you know, because that's the choice, too, especially, like, with walk-ons with wings, you get the carrots and the celery, and you can have blue cheese or ranch. Ranch, celery, 100% of the time, all time, every time. No carrots, no blue cheese.
None of Hitler's vomit on my plate.
There you go. That's the list for the foods people love.
So, Joe, what are we eating?
I don't know. I haven't even looked out there.
Oh, that's your job. Your job is to survey so that when it's time to go to break, you're like, all right, I got it on the way.
All right.
Carmen, Mike Olivero, already on his way back with your with your plate.
You may get food before us.
Yeah.
I'm in.
There's a lot of discussion on what to take Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, should I take this? Should I take this? Like, I don't know.
She's probably a plate of wings, right?
She's on her macros.
I probably just brought you over broccoli and carrots.
Oh,
I guess tofu.
Tofurkey. I'll get back to my yogurt bowl.
I'm sure he got you some good stuff. And thank you again to walk-ons for bringing the food by. We don't have enough food on the show. We hit double home runs this week with food. Yeah. We had the bread place come on Monday.
Bread Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
Bread Bandits is fantastic.
Was that wasn't Monday?
Yeah.
No.
They came just at, like, all the way after the show.
Yeah, it was Monday. At the very end.
Was it?
Yeah.
9:30.
It seems so long ago.
Carmen, you want to talk about a breakfast sandwich? They made a breakfast croissant. Oh, that was fantastic.
That was so good.
That I wish they would open one over here.
Yeah, I wish they were not in Sarasota. I'm not going down there anytime soon.
Red Man. Actually, Gio, what are you doing Saturday night?
Saturday? I don't know.
I don't have a lot of weekends free, and I got this weekend free, and I think I want to go to Cafe Barboso in Sarasota. So maybe we go on the eating tour. We go there for lunch. We'll go to the bread place. Joe, you hanging this weekend?
I guess.
Oh,
let's do it.
I don't know. You got sugar face.
Well, I mean, I do have sugar face, but that doesn't mean I can't go branch out on my own.
Oh, I'm out.
Okay. You would hang out with Joe.
I don't want you to be there. I'm already going to hang out with Joe on the cruise.
I don't want to hang out with you now.
That's an extended period of time that I have to deal with.
It hurts me to be in the same room with you right now.
Listen, if anyone wants to hang out with me, I'm going to be at Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's.
On Saturday from 12 to 2.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if Sloppy Joe's has Sloppy Joe's, but
they should.
How do you
not?
No, I think it's because of Sloppy Joe's, like in Key West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like from the Hemingway place.
Sloppy Joe's too.
But they should still have Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah.
That place in Key West was one of the most fun places that was the least welcoming ever. Like, they did not want us there. They didn't care that we were there. I offered the guy was playing acoustic guitar and singing, and I was like, do you think they'd let Joe sing Sweet Caroline? And they were like, no. And the guy had a tip jar, and I'm like, I'll give him $100 if Joe can get up there and swing Sweet Caroline. And he wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But that place, it was like jam-packed. I feel like they were probably like dead, and then the cruise opened up, and then all of a sudden, like, just 100 people were trying to like cram in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But also, like, from the service staff, and you're just overwhelmed. And you're like, this guy wants this thing. Get out of here. Beat it. Man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to have to take me 3 hours to make $100. This guy's going to pay me $100 a song.
But then we walked over to the Papa Pilar place, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Those guys are great.
That place was fantastic. Really
Carmen, great. I'm looking at Sloppy Joe's menu. They do not have Sloppy Joe.
What?
I'm sorry. As I said it, I saw. So they have cheeseburger in paradise. They have pulled pork sandwich. They have a Cuban. They have firecracker shrimp tacos, grouper tacos. The big sloppy.
Yes.
World famous sloppy mix, sesame bun, add cheddar cheese or jack cheese. Yeah, so they do have a big sloppy.
They have them at Pete Shorty's, too. They're called loose meat pizza.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
So if you want to get a sloppy Joe, there's plenty of places.
Sloppy Joe.
Come on. Saturday, 12 to 2. Come out, man.
Do it.
Come out. All right. We got to take a break. We got food. We'll be back. It's a Mike Calton Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calton Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.